If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it's Abhi. Guess what time it is? It's the time of the day when we talk real estate investing, where we talk about lending. We talk about all the strategies you need to be a very successful real estate investor, real estate lender, real estate broker, agent, whatever fits your fancy. And it's been so much fun for me to keep doing this, to keep being on the air and offering strategies that work. You know, too often I get emails from wholesalers, from business owners, business women, business men, idea junkies, startup people, and they always say, well, hey, how does this real estate business work? What do I need to do to get started? Very recently on Instagram, I got a question about, hey, I have, you know, $10,000 or $15,000. How do I start? So my answer to that is understand yourself, because there's not a whole lot that we can really help you do unless you understand the type of investment personality you have and the type of investor you want to be. Which exit strategy do you like the most? Do you like buying and hold? Do you like the rental, kind of passive income, maybe participating in multifamily syndication? Do you like flipping? That seems to be a pretty hot topic right now, right? Flipping, that's kind of important to talk about and see where it's headed here in the next 12, 16, 18, 24 months. But one thing that I want to talk about a little bit is this concept of passive income. More specifically, putting and pooling capital via investors together so you can lend it out to other operators in your local market. The operators can be flippers, they can be rental owners, landlords, they can be really anybody that's in the real estate business that has a project and needs capital. One of my really good friends, and she's also part of AAPL, the American Association of Private Lenders, they've done a lot of work in this space, and specifically the lending space, to provide additional clarity, to be that beacon of light and the industry standard of information, of community, and just of experience. And she and I used to do a lot of media before her appearance on this specific radio show. We used to have an online show, an online blog talk radio show, I think, and it's so much fun to always talk to her because of her energy, her level, her just understanding of the space, and I'm really excited to bring her on. Her name is Chrissy Bro. Chrissy, you with me?
I'm here. Hi, Abhi. What a great introduction.
Hey, you know what? I learn from the best. So,
well, I don't know, because usually mine are peppered with a couple of swear words right in the middle, so you're doing way better.
Hey, I'm living another day, living the dream. I'm trying here. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what AAPL is.
All right. So, you know, I don't want to harp on it because I'm not going to make this sound like it's a sales pitch for all your listeners, but I do want to kind of talk about why we're important in this space and how long we've been here, and especially for the investor borrower side of this industry. So really, we're here to focus on your lenders, the investor lender sites, the guys you might be looking for to get capital for your projects, right? But that doesn't mean that we don't have a wider audience, because while we're educating the lenders to make sure they're compliant and doing things professionally and ultimately, hopefully, keeping some regulations away so we can be self-governing, the only way that we can do that is by also protecting the consumer side of things, right? So the investors. So we do that through a code of ethics. So just like a doctor would have a HIPAA, what is it called, a HIPAA? What is a Hippocratic oath? What is a Hippocratic oath?
Yep, yep. No, it's the Hippocratic? Yeah, I think it's a Hippocratic oath. Yep.
I know. We'll go back later and somebody's going to be like, no, ding dong, that's not what it is. This is how you say it. Yeah, okay, you're right. But it's kind of along the same line. So we set the professional standard for anybody that's within this industry. And then the lenders join not just because we're offering educational opportunities and we're trying to keep up with trends or we're highlighting them. Like, we have some really awesome members that are doing some fantastic things in the space. But also because we do have an investor audience and we drive them over to our member directory and say, guys, when you are trying to find somebody who is seasoned, who understands exactly what it is that you're doing, in a lot of cases can help you kind of organize your thoughts, this is the group. Come check us out and find them. So it's the due diligence process is really how we kind of promote ourselves. You know, if we're at, say, a Think Realty event, something that's focused more towards the investor borrower education and networking instead of our specific audience as a lender. So I know, and I haven't been for a while. My colleagues, you know, I've been going and I've missed you and I've missed the other coaches and I don't get to have so much fun and I need my energy from my friends. But people come to the table and are like, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, of course I'm me. So I'm like, what are you doing here? So I say, for us, membership's not the thing for you. And what you'll always find from us within the organization is we're not going to lie to you, and we're not going to push you to something that doesn't fit. Maybe down the road it will, and you'll think of us for being honest. And then always just use us for resources, and we'll provide as much as we possibly can. But we tell them, we're here for your due diligence process. So, and I kind of wonder, like, you asked the question from, you know, somebody had the Instagram question for you. How do I get started? What do I do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get that question a lot. It's crazy. It's like, hey, I have a couple thousand bucks. How do I get started?
Yeah. And so do we ever come in and talk about due diligence, or are they just straight up looking for, you know, I need to get 70,000 to finish this project, or, you know, whatever the heck it may be. And they're purely focused on the finance side of things. And not necessarily carefully looking and evaluating the potential of the entire investment and the partnership that they're about to make. So we hope that we can be that resource. We strive to be a solid, incredible resource for people in that way. And I think when you're telling people, like, how do I get started, a lot of it is, well, let's talk about your due diligence. What have you done so far? So it's always about, you know, we talk about exit strategies and what's your ultimate goal in the end and, you know, what is it that you want to achieve by going down this path, right? And I think anybody who sets goals, like, that's really kind of the standards. You just think there. But dig into the details. What is it that you have to do to make those things happen?
Totally.
And how do you protect yourself, right?
I think what you're talking about is this community, right? And I love the fact that, one, it's tightly knit. Two, it's peers and peers. And everybody's always, like, evaluating each other to make sure that they are keeping the standard and keeping that code of ethics super strong. I think every borrower, if you are even remotely considering getting a private money loan, you need to know a lot of things about your potential lenders. Who are they? How long have they been in business? What are the most important things to them? How can you get how do they scrub you as a borrower? But then ultimately, what makes them a good lender to go to? And outside of maybe a couple of high fives with folks that they've lent to before, there's no real place that you can go to, maybe like the Better Business Bureau, but that's not really focused on real estate lending. You need to go somewhere that actually has a reputation, a reputable name in the field that says, hey, this lender makes sense. This lender has passed our inspection, if you will, and they're committed to making the industry a little bit better. So We're headed to break right now. Think Realty Nation. Go to AAPLonline.com. They have a magazine. I write for the magazine. It's super cool because you get the latest cutting trends of what's going on, what other lenders and what other people are saying that have an impact in the industry today. And just overall lending, you know what? There's always stuff that's going on that's going to change, and you got to pick up a copy of that. Make sure that you do that digitally. You can go to AAPLonline.com. Got questions for me, head on over to thinkrealty.com or just go to Instagram, stalk me online. It's a good time. I do it too on occasion, at Abhi Golhar. You can also find me on LinkedIn as well. So we have a lot more with Chrissy. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Text ONAIR to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
Open more, close more with 5 Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5 Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5 Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5 Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5arch.com.
Is your cash working hard for you? Savings accounts and most stocks, bonds, and mutual funds provide little to no real rates of return. How would you like your cash to earn a 15% annual rate of return fully secured by real estate? Our private lending program allows investors to safely invest in our real estate projects without any long-term commitments. Self-directed retirement accounts also qualify. For your free information packet, please visit PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com. That's PassiveRealEstateInvesting.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? I'm back. You know, I think ultimately what I'm understanding more and more and more about doing radio is that it's less about the content that we create. It's less about the information that we're putting out there. It's not even about the guest, the awesome guests that appear on my show. I know why you tune in to me every day. I get it. It's because of my Sinatra-esque voice. I believe me. I listen to myself before I go to sleep at night because the only thing that I can do is listen to greatness, and I know you feel the same way. Chrissy, welcome back.
You're killing me, buddy.
I'm killing myself.
You know, that's really the only reason I ever come on the show. I used to call you to do stuff because I just need the smooth sounds of Avi Goldhar.
You know what? I'm going to make a mixtape about that, right? The smooth sounds of real estate investing powered by, all right, Think Realty Radio and Avi Goldhar. That's right.
Yep.
Today,
take it old school with a cassette and everything.
Hey, you know what? Everybody gets free Walkmans, right? It's that would be so funny. Welcome to the smooth talking talker. That's terrible.
So you're gonna get us in trouble. We're gonna go down a path, waste time, and we're in big trouble on this one.
Oh, I know, right? All right. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about what AAPL does, the American Association of Private Lenders. Check them out at AAPLonline.com. They have an awesome digital magazine that you can read and be a part of and a community that you can really ask questions to. Chrissy, help me understand, how do you select lenders to be a part of this community? And then we'll talk about the code of ethics, because I think it's really cool that anybody listening, if you're interested in getting into real estate investing, you need to know that lenders, the person that you're borrowing from, is also held to a very high standard. So talk about that for me for a second. What do you look for in a lender before you say, yes, we want you to be a part of our member network?
So here's where we kind of get into some interesting information. So, you know, earlier I was talking about how important due diligence is and how careful you are and thorough with, you know, evaluating your investment partners, right? And that we play a role in that, always check with us. So here's a piece of that. So maybe you're looking into an investor and, you know, Google, we live and breathe and eat and Google all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So you can put anybody's name, anybody's company out there. If you wanted to go and buy actual background checks, and you could do local, you can do financial, you could do criminal, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And I've looked into this, I've been looking into it and following it for 4.5 years. And I've got a background of working with law enforcement teams and courts. So even what I was finding, if I questioned it, I just went to the people who could tell me solidly how these things were used. It is almost the most difficult thing in the world to verify if you are going to be working with somebody who has done something wrong without, and we'll get to this in a little bit about how there's the flags of fraud, basically. So for us, members volunteer to follow this code of ethics. Because there's no amount of money that we can put into background checks, identification, any of due diligence on our part on an investor that could bring us up a 100% perfect background on any one of the lenders. Because anybody who's got a great lawyer, or anybody who knows great anything about digital marketing and influence and SEO and SEM, there's a way around this. You can bury it. Ripoff Report is always a great one. People go there like it's Yelp for investors and lenders, right? Mm-hmm. But I think you see this a lot. I always see it with restaurants and bars locally here out in the Kansas City area. Mm-hmm. Something went wrong. You don't know what. Maybe it was a criminal charge. Maybe it was something financial. But it's investment group. There's just one guy who's got his name on it and everything. Now, all of a sudden, that guy goes back into, you know, the background, and somebody else from that group comes up. But this guy's still involved. So is that fraud? Is that professional? Like, how do you analyze when you don't even know? So you might find a report on, you know, Jim Bob Smith, whatever, that says, you know, he embezzled XYZ amount of money, and he has an SEC violation here or there, you know, whatever the case may be. But he's working with a group or maybe within a fund, and he can kind of back away from that, and somebody else can come up and be I always go straight to call him a title holder like it's a vehicle. But they can be the next point of contact. They can be the LLC. They can change any of that. And you still have no idea that that guy's in the background. None of those reports will bring that up. So how do we maintain this level of, I almost called it perfection. It's not. It's always a work in progress. But how do we make sure that we're still working with these guys who are ethical, who are honest, and want to work with us and everybody else to make sure the perception of this industry continues to move forward into a positive light? And that's through a violation process. So members and the consumers that they work with can file violations against any one of our members if something goes wrong. And we will open up a case, I'm stuttering. I'm going to trip over my words because I have so much to say. And we'll light up the ethics committee and review everything, because a due diligence process and going through due process is just as important.
That's a really good point. I mean, so essentially you're making this available, kind of like a Better Business Bureau. You're policing it a little bit, which is great. Mm-hmm. Because I know as a borrower, I need to know that my lender is up to snuff. And if I have any challenges with the lender, that I have a safe and open space to talk about it, so that other borrowers, well, one, so that you can kind of police it a little bit and say, hey, you know what, we need to get your act together. And so that other borrowers also know, like, hey, here's somebody, they've registered with AAPL, they're a member, so that's a good thing. But it also tells me that I can go to AAPL if I have any concerns or anything like that and just vent. Otherwise, where am I really going to go? I'm going to go to the person's or the company's blog or to their Facebook page, which they can easily delete stuff. I mean, so there's not a really true vetting method or a customer relations, I suppose, method outside of just blind trust, knowing that the lender says that he or she will get back to you on matters that are really important. So that's why I appreciate what AAPL is doing in the space, because now everywhere that I go, I keep hearing about, hey, I just joined AAPL. It's super cool. And again, this is not – for me, it's not a promo for you or like a sales tactic. But I think just addressing that and putting it out there, that there is an organization that is willing to put their names behind their members. And as long as their members follow the code of ethics and everybody sticks to that on an honor basis and they say, hey, you know what? We're going to do this. We are abiding by these rules and regulations. Then we're open to feedback. And I think any lender must be open to feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and it's important for us, too, because the regulation is all over the place, and it's really meant for bankers, not even necessarily a private space. The framework is, I mean, there just isn't one. So there is the possibility for something that I lovingly refer to as accidental ignorance. And so instead of you running to an attorney or going to, you know, any kind of local jurisdiction or trying to just spin your wheels, figuring out answers for whoever this member is that you're working with because you just feel like something's not right, then come on in and then we'll have all of our other professionals look at what's going on within your transaction and play the mediator.
And I can't wait to talk more about that. Accidental ignorance. It's a very, very, very cool concept. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. Check out AAPLonline.com, my friend Chrissy Bro. And if you got questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com. Find me on Instagram. Stalk me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. If you can't spell it, Google will autocorrect it. That's my motto for 2018. Also, check out the print copy of our magazine at the 84 Lumber Stores and also Barnes & Noble. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
See?
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? Oh, you know it. I'm back. It's me and the voice and the microphone. I love eating this microphone 7 days a week. Actually, 5 days a week, not 7 days a week. I wish I could do 7 days a week. Somebody write in, tell the people, tell the radio station that you want me on 7 days a week, and I will be on 7 days a week. But right now, it's only five. All right. So we've had a conversation about the code of ethics. We've had a conversation about a community of lenders that are here to support you, the borrower. And quite frankly, if you are thinking about pooling capital together and becoming a private lender yourself, it makes sense to register with AAPL. I think it's a super smart idea because not only do you get the leverage of the community, you can write for the magazine, and you get the insights of the cutting edge of what's happening, the rules, the regulations, what's changing, what's not, etc. It's a really awesome organization. Check them out online at aaplonline.com. All right, Chrissy. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about the code of ethics and the honor code and this accidental ignorance piece. Tell me a little bit about the due diligence that you and I were talking about during the break.
Yeah, so, I'm on here and you're doing a great job advertising for AAPL, and I appreciate that, but that's not why I'm here. I really do want to talk to the community about what they look for in their due diligence and what they're finding within their potential investment partners. So say you've already pulled annual reports. Maybe you looked at SEC filings, maybe other objectives and materials, and you're looking at risk tolerance and income needs and asset allocations and all of those other great terms that we use in the industry, right? But something's still weird. And maybe you picked up a Think Realty. Maybe you picked up a private lender magazine. Maybe you heard something on the show about new scams. Like there's loan modification scam that's kind of big right now. So I kind of want to talk about that. And this doesn't, and honestly, I'm not excluding our members. I can't do that. That wouldn't be the right thing to do. So kind of go through the six flags that they have that indicate that you might be dealing with a scammer.
Let's do it. So, the six flags that you need to know that would essentially say you are maybe working with a scammer. Go for it. What's number one?
Okay. Fees in advance.
Ah.
Tell me your feelings. Tell me your feelings on that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, one, I'm being interviewed now, which I love. It's so – yeah. Fees in advance, that is a little rough. You shouldn't be paying fees in advance.
Yeah. Whether you're working directly with a lender that – or maybe even you're modifying – maybe you're a homeowner already and you're looking to refinance. Just watch those advance fees because there's nothing – they can pocket your money, and there's really not much that you can do to save yourself and recoup in these cases because these are the scammers. And from what I've personally done to chase them down, because I do have a passion for this now, it's not even operating in this company, and they're extremely sophisticated. So, and really, we could probably put you on 7 days just on this topic alone.
True enough.
Very honestly, right? So maybe you've got a lender, maybe it's an entire company, who knows who you're working with. Or they guarantee you they can stop a foreclosure process. Does that make sense to you? How do you guarantee somebody, how does that work?
How do you guarantee somebody to, that's a good question. What's the answer?
Right. There isn't. You can't. Now, you can work with specific companies who understand foreclosure modifications. Bobby Montaigne from Walnut Street Finance is fantastic with that. He's written articles on it. We've posted some things. So, again, as a resource to kind of understand your workarounds and ways that you can continue to work with your lender, he's fantastic with that. Okay. At any point in time, if your lender comes around and says, you can stop paying me, or go pay somebody else. What? Well, if maybe you're having trouble repaying, with your making your repayments to them, right? and you're contacting them and you're saying, you know, man, I'm struggling. Maybe my property didn't sell as quickly as I needed to within the terms of our agreement, right?
Right.
Who in their right mind says, don't worry, don't pay me? I mean,
that's
are we
a
all
little funky. Yeah, that's no cool. That's totally okay. Not cool.
Yeah. So at any point they say, go pay this person or, you know, hey, we actually did have, because, you know, a lot of time a lender is an individual person. They're not working under an LLC in any way. And that's historically how it can happen. They could say, you know what, write that check to this person. So be really careful when they're talking about how you make your repayments, especially if you run into trouble making those payments. Red flags all over the place. Okay. So
gotcha.
Now what happens if you're getting pressured to sign over, let's say, what? Deeds? Titles?
Yeah.
Anything at that point. I mean, your assets. You have to sign absolutely everything over, and you didn't actually read through all of the paperwork. And please have attorneys look at this before you're signing these paperwork. Because if you're not identifying the fraud, they absolutely will. And they'll also know, you know, each individual state has different laws and how some of these terms can be written. So that's also another flag. Oh, my gosh, a favorite one. And I get so mad about this because I do have a background. It is local government, but I have it. And it was in the public information office. So a piece of this was underneath my realm of responsibilities. A seal, a government seal, is never going to be on one of our loan packages. Not on a letter of intent, not on a summary, not on nothing. So what I have seen come through is a fake document. I want to say it was an executive summary. I'd have to go look exactly. And they stole the seal of the United States Supreme Court and slapped it on the front of the Word document.
What? That is like the worst thing I've. Isn't that itself fraud? Like, you can't just take the seal.
That's bigger than the finance fraud. Like, holy heck, man. So, me, being me, I contact the Supreme Court. So now you're not just messing with me and that particular lender, but I'm throwing you right into the feds.
Wow. Hopefully. Yeah, that is
hopefully
not cool.
Hopefully they'll respond to that.
Boy.
So be careful with those things. And, you know, if you follow any of our social media, Facebook, I usually do this more on Facebook than I do with Twitter or our LinkedIn accounts. I'll put fraud alerts, and I will show you the exact document that we have. I'll show you fake covers. I will show you fraudulent licenses. We don't give people licenses. I get so passionate, I get so mad about it, I just have to shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe lenders would do that. Like, for me, if I'm lending, but again, that's me, right? Like, if I'm lending, I'm going to put capital together if I do this in the future, which I think it would be super cool to do. I mean, why would I go and grab the Supreme Justice's logo and say, hey, yeah, this is totally backed by the U.S. government? Like, that's just... I mean, now it's not just a federal crime at that point, because now you're impersonating some entity that you're not supposed to, but you're also lying, and then that's a recipe
for
disaster.
The charges that could come down on you. But again, what I have been finding and how far I can chase people, they're not even here. So the jurisdiction to even do anything about it is really rough. Even from talking to my local FBI office, you're looking at millions of loss before they even blink at you.
That's crazy. Well, I want to talk more about these flags as well, because now you have me intrigued. Let's keep talking about them, but we got to go to break. Go to AAPLonline.com to learn more about the lender community that you should be a part of for all of you lenders out there. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or hit me up on Instagram. Want a physical copy of the magazine? Oh, yes, you do. Go to Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores and pick up a copy. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of the ultimate guide to passive real estate investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's noradarealestate.com/guide.
Sometimes things just click, and at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, finding private lenders to fund your real estate investment is literally as easy as the click of a button. That's because when you visit PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com, you can search our directory of lenders for free. We show you the lenders who can make your project a reality based on your particular needs. Then watch the funding come together before your very eyes. It's nice when things just click. Get started today at PrivateMoneyLendingGuide.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
At St. Jude, a family never sees a bill at all. It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders.
The treatment doesn't get any better than what you receive at St. Jude. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty Nation, it's the home stretch, and it's the time in the show where you have to pay attention more than ever. My friend, guest, and just awesome rock star person of a human being. Does that even make any sense? Person of a human being? Well, it's going to right now. Person, human being, person. Chrissy Bro with AAPL. Go check her out, aaplonline.com. Get a copy of the digital magazine. If you're a lender, want to be part of a lending community that is thoroughly vetted, Do it. Go to AAPLonline.com. All right. So, Chrissy, before the break, we had talked about the red flags that we need to be paying attention to about lenders. We've run through five of them. We have one more to go. So for those of us that are just tuning in, let's go through those five and then give me the sixth.
Okay. First, big one, advance fees. Okay. Anybody who says they can guarantee they can stop a foreclosure for you. Anytime that you're having trouble making payments and all of a sudden they tell you you can stop making your payments or pay somebody else instead. If you're ever pressured to sign over any of your property, outside of what is in the agreement, so let's, you know, caveat there. Mm-hmm. If a company claims that they are government approved, this is where I talked about finding documents that have a U.S. Supreme Court seal on it. They don't give a crap what you're doing, okay? And then into my sixth one. And this is actually one that we see a lot of. So between getting reports and questions about upfront fees and points that people are trying to put out there, it comes to six on the list, but really for us, we hear it trends the most. It is, they don't need to ask you to release your personal financial information online or over the phone.
Gotcha.
They also shouldn't be trying to prove who they are as a mortgage lender by taking a selfie by holding up a driver's license. And doing this through your social sites, Facebook groups, messaging, LinkedIn. And LinkedIn's kind of a tough one because you think it's pretty credible because it's for professionals, but it's actually kind of riddled with some scam and fraud these days. So that's it. So don't have somebody send you a selfie with their own picture. If they send you their own financials, forget it. And if they're saying they don't know how to ask you how to release your personal or financial information and they want you to do it over the phone, no. Because, first of all, you didn't necessarily go all the way through your due diligence at this point. Do you really trust somebody? And when you're talking about financial fraud, there's so many different ways they can get you, and it's not just that they're taking your money, but they can steal your ID. So how much of your personal information are you going to hand out to somebody that you're not trusted, that you didn't run your due diligence on? Or, you know, maybe you're working with HUD. You know, when we talked about government agencies, they have a list of approved counseling agencies that you can verify through. All right. Now, I know we're going to end this session up so soon, and I'm going to miss you so much, but let's kind of talk about, like, what happens if you become a victim?
Oh, that's huge. Yeah.
Right?
It's
financially and emotionally devastating. It can be embarrassing. It hurts your credit. You're just fear, frustration, confusion. All of that plays into this, right? What the heck do you do now? And a lot of times we'll see this for personal loans. Like, this is huge for personal loans. Somebody's trying to consolidate debt and make their credit better. Well, it's just as rampant through mortgage and lending fraud. So if you guys want to go to AAPL Online, I'll go ahead and have a download ready for you. It's taking action. It's your victim recovery checklist. I'll throw it out on some social media. Give me a couple days, honestly, because we're actually in some training with Gary Harper, another one of the Think Realty coaches.
Awesome guy.
So, yeah, I love Gary. I got to get back down there. So I do want to get this all to you, and we do have it available. So even if you don't do it today, you want to do it in a couple days, you know, we're that resource for you. But the first one is you have to create the lending fraud file. Here's the deal. Like, there's so much you need to do, but you kind of have to do it, not only to try to protect your own financial health and future and your assets, but, you know, help the next guy pay it forward, right?
Totally.
See what we can do to stop all of this. So get your lender profile. You got to do contact sheets. You got to do evidence of the fraud. Basically, it's your file. It's the document of everything you've done, and keep it in a secure location. And know your rights. A lot of people don't know them. So you can look at federal sites. You can look at some state laws. The U.S. Department of Justice is a great resource for that. There's a victim info financial fraud that you can kind of dig into. You know, sometimes it's rough to get through those sites, right?
Yeah.
Frustrating. But again, that link will be in the document. And then state victim rights, you can, it's naag.org is something that you can go to. But again, don't worry about stopping and writing it down. It'll be in this document. But then you have to start reporting to all the agencies. So you can go to HUD. You can go to preventloanscams.org. You can go to the FTC and file a complaint. And then even look at your local law enforcement. So, you know, if it's a sheriff's office, police office, your DA's office, even the AG, and take it up to FBI. You can have a local FBI field office or that is a suggestion. Use your local office. And then back again to reporting everything you already did, copying the same giant stack of paperwork with this just aggravating process and bring it back over to the FTC. And then remember to treat it as identity theft as well. So go through your credit companies, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, and put the, what do they call it, emergency alerts? I don't even remember anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You have emergency alerts. Yep. You can have alerts. You can have emails sent to you. You can even have text messages sent to you when stuff is going around. Yeah. Got to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're there. I know some of them will charge you unless there's been a data breach. Then maybe you get a free way. But, you know, you can have those watches put on your credit report. And then make sure that you're checking your credit report, not just once, but, you know, up to at least 12 months after this has happened. I know, it's cringe-worthy, right? And then you can consider some civil remedies. And not that I'm trying to deter this, but honestly, with some of these cases, you're just not going to recoup your loss. Doesn't mean don't try it. Of course, always try. I watched Oprah 100 years ago said, if you don't ask the question, you're never going to get a yes. So always try, right? And then
gotta try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then the last thing, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm talking about follow-up and how emotionally and physically draining this experience is when you become a victim. I don't know that anybody really thinks about watching their own health. And then it's a weird thought when you're like, oh, I'm thinking about my money and my pocketbook, right? But when you have the possibility of being a victim, a fraud victim, it is a severe emotional consequence. So you can run into stress, anxiety, insomnia, depression, all of that. So consider talking to a professional and some counseling, because that'll only help you as you go through this process.
This process, I'm sure, I mean, definitely takes a mental toll. Like even if you're in the flipping world or if you're just in the real estate world in general and you have 5, 10, 15 projects going on, it can be really stressful. And I like what you're saying about that with just taking care of yourself, taking care of your health, because even as business owners, we're listening in on the show and we're thinking to ourselves, well, you know, geez, some of the lending stuff I'm interested in doesn't really apply right now. Great. One, you need to know that the resource is out there for you. Two, if you're doing a lot and you're just stressed out, take a break. You know, y'all need to take a break sometimes and just kind of get a grip on what really matters. I mean, it happens to me sometimes, and I'll take a step back and I'll say, okay, here's what I need to do, and then go out and execute it. Chrissy, this has been an awesome show. Thank you so much for coming on. And what's the best way folks can get in touch with you?
All right. Well, you've said it a billion times, and I appreciate that. But it's the American Association of Private Lenders with Private Lender Magazine. You can visit aaplonline.com. Follow us social. And then you can see all kinds of other information we're putting out. You don't have to be a member to be educated entirely. Of course, there's stuff that we have specific to members. But this investor audience, there's tons of information there. Know who you're working with. And of course, call us if you ever have questions or you're curious. We're happy to talk through anything with you.
Awesome. And that is a wrap. Think Realty Nation, go to thinkrealty.com. Got questions for me, hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or you can just also go to abigoldhart.com as well. You know, there's so many .coms around. Just do a search, find what you need, and then I'm going to be here tomorrow, the next time. So until then, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Biz Talk Radio,